From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Jonathan Lucroy hit a two-run homer to kickstart a four-run 13th inning as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-1 at Citi Field. Aramis Ramirez was 3-for-5 with a solo home run in the win. The Brewers move on now, returning home to Miller Park to take on the Reds this weekend. Starting tonight, pregame show right here at 6:50. The Spurs are one win away from being NBA champions. They hammered the Heat last night, 107-86 in Miami. Tony Parker said D has been the difference.
I think our defense has been great so far. We're just trying to communicate. Everybody's on the same page. And hopefully, you know, we can do it for one more game.
Game 5 is in Texas on Sunday. Stanley Cup Finals, New York skates at L.A. tonight against the Kings. L.A. leads the series 3-1. Martin Keimer atop the leaderboard after the first day of the U.S. Open. He shot a 5-under-65 at Pinehurst number 2 yesterday. The World Cup is in full swing today after the opener yesterday. Brazil knocked off Croatia 3-1. Today it's Mexico and Cameroon. Spain takes on the Netherlands. And Chile meets Australia. Northwoods League, Wisconsin knocked off Green Bay 11-5 last night. The Woodchucks got a 4-for-4 night from Paul DeYoung with 6 RBIs, including a 3-run homer. Two teams play again tonight in Green Bay. Wisconsin Rapids ripped Madison 12-5. The Rafters are in Madison tonight. Wausau West has a new girls basketball coach, at least on an interim basis. Jason Teske was announced as the new coach yesterday. He was the longtime boys coach at Wausau East before stepping down a year ago. At the State Girls Softball Tournament, Stevens Point dropped their matchup with Kimberly, eliminated 6-4. Mozenie, though, advanced to the Division II title game. They beat McFarland 6-0. That's sports. I'm Tom King.